بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن ليذكروا وما يزيدهم إلا نفورا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المبارك والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن ليذكروا وقانا وما يزيدهم إلا نفورا. Yesterday, I told all of us that we should look at the Quran very carefully. From Ate Amrullah Palatas Tajilu Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Amai Shirkun, Allah was telling us, He has put down resources for us before He created us. Then when He created us, He gave us the capability. When you have capability and you have the resources, you are not like somebody who has the capability or and doesn't have the resources, or who has the resources and doesn't have the capability. He ended Surah An-Nahl in that tone, and started with Surah Isra, and Allah started telling us, we are followers of who? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man that Allah himself took to Isra and Miraj. He took him himself. Then he now came to tell us. He gave us this book. After look at the person he gave the book to give to us. Before this was Moses. Then how do we do? We this ummah. These are the habits that we are supposed to be known with. وَقَدْ رَبُّكَ لَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ. Then he step by step he took us through how the habits that we are supposed to be known with. Then if that is the case, Allah has now taken us back and he's examining us. Have we gotten the message? If we have gotten the message, the first question Allah gave to us, Afa asfaykum bil banina wa attakhadha min al malaikati inasa innakum latakuluna qawlan azima. That was the first question. Then we should ask, why will Allah be asking us, even us at this moment, that He has favored us specially with men? Is that our belief? And then He has taken to Himself angels as women, as daughters. We should ask, do we have such beliefs? Most people have forgotten about that now. But at the time the Prophet was there, this was the belief of the people of Makkah, that angels are daughters of Allah. But till today, we have situations where we still have people in this world that believe that Allah has a child, a son. Is it correct? And if that is the case, if Allah is examining us, why does He bring it even if we don't have that belief? He's asking us, let's check our mind. Do we really truly believe we don't have that belief? So He says here in the Quran, He now follows. He said, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِدُهُمُ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. In this Quran, صَرَّفْنَا, we have given, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا, indeed, we have given different modes of explanation of this matter. exactly for people to contemplate and think and go back. It did not increase discipline in anything illa nufura, except for that move away from the facts. Allah is asking someone else, أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها. Are they not contemplating this Quran at all? Or is there key that has been put to the heart to lock it up so that they cannot think? Then, if we are not having that belief, or have we gone back to that belief, which is redundant? Because Allah has explained everything to us. By the time Allah will finally give us the answer at the end of this surah, we'll find out that if we don't take time, nobody has up to 1%. Allah is the one talking. We have to question ourselves. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَبْدُوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَيْرِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَسْرَارَكُمْ. Allah is saying, there are those that after they have been given this guidance, all we have told them, don't do this, they have gotten this guidance, they turn back on their heel. Why? Because Satan has made them to do that. But Satan did not make them to do that except when they followed those that hate what we have brought to them. Today, all of us, we are following the West. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا الَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَنُتِيئُكُمْ فِي بَعْدِ الْأَمْرِ. We will follow you in part of the things that you tell us. We come to the West, it is laid down by them. We are driving on the street, it is laid down by them. All the things we are doing, it is laid down by them. Then we turn back to Allah and we tell the people of Allah, you don't know anything. So let us be very careful. So that's why Allah said, we have brought several modes of what we are saying. وَلَكَ صَرَفْنَا بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. And this Quran, the danger that we are faced with right now in this surah is to ask ourselves, who are we? Quran, the word Al-Quran or Quran is mentioned in the Quran 69 times. In this surah, 10 times. In this surah alone. Allah will be defending his Quran, defending his prophet before you. Who are you? Allah created you. He gave you the resources. He gave you He gave you all the capacity to do what he has to do. He has told you to do it. And he is now defending himself. It's not enough for you to be afraid. So you will see Allah now will be defending the Quran, defending his prophet, telling us what we are doing. We are really not on the correct path. We said we don't call that Allah has children. We are following those that say Allah has children, even with our mind. Then, do we truly believe that Allah doesn't have a son? Do we believe that Allah is only one Allah? Do we truly believe? Allah will tell us. Then we'll ask. We are now in an examination now. Until at the end of it, where Allah will tell you, all this is telling us detail. Let us be checking ourselves one by one.
قل لو كان معه آلهة كما تقولون إذا لابتغوا إلى ذي العرش سبيلا.
قل لو كان معه آلهة كما تقولون إذا لابتغوا إلى ذي العرش سبيلا. سبحانه. Allah said, I've asked you, أَفَأَسْفَيْكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ. Ask yourself, you are the ones that are living in this world. You have your language, you have your kingdom. If to have a male and to have a female, which one do you prefer? You prefer to have a male. Why do you believe that Allah has female? Why do you even prefer a male to a female? When it comes to yourselves, when it comes to your animals, you prefer a female to a male. If you have, Dogs, we don't raise dogs. So you don't care about that. What of those of us that have goats, sheep, cows, and the rest? Immediately you are told your cow has delivered. They told you it's a female. You are very happy. Why is it that you are happy there? When it comes to your own self, you are not happy. You prefer a male. Do you have common sense? You are giving birth to by a female. Then you are giving... Where is Abushira Adom? Mother Rabbali Rahmani Masalan, Zalawaju Muswadan, or Huakazin, Yatawari Minal Komi, Misu Ima Bushirabi. I am sick of Ahunin. I will do so with you now. Allah Samayako. When you go and tell them what they say belongs to Allah is what they now have gotten, you can see one of them so dark in his face. Does he go and bury this? Or does he keep it? Allah is asking here. Tell this people, do you believe only in one Allah, or you believe there's another Allah other than him? Kul law kana ma'ahu alihatun kama taquluna. Tell them, if there is really another God, as you people are saying, isn't, then labtagaw ila arshi sabila. Then this other Allah will have found a way to go to the labtu ila arshi, to go to the one that has arsh sabila, a path to it. Why? Do we believe there is another Allah other than Allah? We say, but do we believe? And another place Allah is telling us that أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَّهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَدَلَّهُ عَلَىٰ إِلْمٍ وَأَخْتَامَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Do you see this one that has taken his passion as his God? Don't you see him? Because of that, Allah followed him in his passion and made him to go astray. Then Allah, in doing that, made sure both his eyes, وَجَعَلَ بَصَرِهِ عَلَى سَمْئِهِ وَجَعَلَ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. And he put a seal on his heart and made his eyes not to see. We just said that always let take Allah as the judge, not us. Let's not follow our whims and caprices. Inna Allah amru bil adli. For you to do adl, then it means you have to be upright. To be upright, find somebody who does not have passion to tell you what is the correct thing. All the time, all of us, we are following our passions. This is what we want. We have not asked, is this what Allah wants? When we look, Allah has asked us, Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu laika kana anhu mas'ula. We are going to ask your hearing. Allah has asked us not to sit in bad community. Iza ra'aita alladhina yakhudduna fi ayatina fa'rid anhum hatta yahudu fi hadithin ghayri. If you see people that are sitting down discussing things that are against us, playing with our sign, our verses, stand up from there. Do we do that? We don't do that. Why? Because there is another Allah we believe in. Where is that Allah? Our heart, our passion. We may say we have not worshipped others. Let us see. When you now have serious problems, don't you run, some of you, to soothsayers? Do you really believe in one God now? When you go to visit a malam, you go to visit a sheikh, why do you visit him? Do you visit him because he's going to perform miracle for you? Or you visit him to study what he's doing for him to get to that stage? That's what Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said. None of you is my student except the one that is with me the way I am. He said, some of my students have forgotten what is the taste of food. My students don't go about wearing jewelries on their on what Allah has made haram, wearing it on their body, just looking for sumptuous things. See, my students are those ones that it is only Allah that disturbs their mind. You have to convince them that they have to go back to their wife before they remember they have not gone to their wives. He said, if you look at yourself, where are you among my students? Because people go to sheikh, or they go to their malams. This ulama, they are teaching you to do what they are doing. But do you want to go there for miracle? They hold to Allah. Hold to whoever is bigger than them, like Sheikh Amatijani. Are you also doing that to get better? This is what Allah is saying. This arsh, Allah has mentioned. لَبْتَقَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِلْ أَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. Why particularly arsh? Arsh is a throne. That when Allah, when a person has a throne, then he has a kingdom. Anybody you are following other than Allah, what is his kingdom? The first creation that Allah created is the light of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The light of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after it was created, out of fear, out of trying to run away from anything that is blameworthy, he started making tasbih. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la for 12,000 light years. And this tasbih, by the time it finished, it created a veil. That's why the first thing the Prophet's light was doing was worshipping, and it was creating veils. 12 different veils. Hijabul Qudrati, Hijabul Azmati, Hijabul Minnati, Hijabul Karamati, Hijabul Sa'adati, Hijabul Rahmati, Hijabul Manzilati, Hijabul Hidati, Hijabul Nubuwati, Hijabul Rifati, Hijabul Shafati, Hijabul Ta'ati. These 12 veils were being created. This is what Sheikh Ibrahim Niyar said. It was only after these veils were created that any prophet, any creation can come into being. And Arsh was created. When Arsh was created, it was just shaking continuously for 24,000 years. It was shaking. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, it was shaking until Allah put 24 letter words on it. These 24 letter words made it to calm down. What is this word? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is Tawheed. From now, forever, this is the only Tawheed you have. Then Allah created the next creation. When Allah created the next creation, it was also saying La ilaha illallah. Then the arsh started again shaking. Allah said, why? He said, whoever says this word that calm me down, Allah, you have to forgive him before I stop shaking. Allah said, calm down. I did not give you this word until after I've made it a promise on myself that nobody will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah except I forgive him his sin. Till today, whenever you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it goes straight to the arsh, it will start going around it until Allah says, I've forgiven the person that said this. Lokanahu. لَوْكَانَ مَاهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا تَكُولُونَ إِذَنْ لَبْتَغَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِي الْأَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. If in your own world, come and look at it, why do you fight wars? Is it because in looking for the truth? No, in showing that I'm better than this, that's all. Russia and America, they were at war, what they call Cold War, for years. Everybody knows that it was not a Cold War. Because most of them are looking for allies to use to display their power. They get funds from countries like Libya, Nigeria, other countries that are weak, they are the pawns. You align with Russia, they give you weapons. You go and fight each other. If you defeat the side of America, then they have won. But they were not coming out to fight. Till today, it's still like that. All people that are rich and have throne, they don't come to fight. They look for pawns, soldiers to fight for them. Whether it's the Avenger you're talking about, whether it's the Boko Haram, the people, the real people behind it, they have never taken knife one day to fight. Why? Because if there are two kings, Laukana, Mahu Ali Hatun, La Fasadata, Illa La Fasadata, in another place, La Alabadahum Alabadin. If there's another Allah, each one will try to overcome the other. And at the end, if they couldn't defeat each other, Lazawa Kulu Ilahun. Each one will have, okay, stay in your place, let's have peace. Have your community, let me have my community. This is what we are seeing. So if there is another Allah, other than by now, he has been saying, Shahid Allah annahu, La ilaha illa huwa, wa ulul ilmi, qa'iman bis, wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi, qa'iman bil qisti, La ilaha illa huwa, al azizul hakim. If there is another Allah, other than now, people are going to say they are not. None. Therefore, Allah is the only one that has the throne. Rabbul Arshil Azim. Let us worship that Allah. But are we worshiping Allah truly? Do we surrender ourselves completely to Allah?
Subhanahu wa ta'ala كما يقولون علوا كبيرا.
سبحانه وتعالى أما يقولون علوا كبيرا. سبحانه الله سبحانه far away is Allah from any imperfection. What are they and high above any other thing can you think of him? Amma yakuluna, in what they are saying, uluwan kabira. So he's so farther away is he from any of it, kabiran, that the gap is nothing to be measured. Here, when you say subhana, it's Allah that said at the beginning of this surah, subhana alladhi, is that Allah is far away from any imperfection even before he created. You say how? When you see a mechanic, I say, this is a good mechanic. Maybe at that time he's not doing any repair in a car. Later on you come and see him do a repair in a car, then you know really he's a good mechanic. Allah was far away, has always been far away. So here now, before creation, you find Allah saying subhana, subhanahu, wa subhanallah, hina tumsuna, wa hina tusbihuna. Allah is saying all this. Then later on, he would come and come back and say, sabbaha lillahi. Because we are not the only one making tasbihi. There are those that have been making tasbihi. Sabbaha lillahi, ma fi samawati, ma fi al-ard. All that is in firmament and what is in between and on earth, they are making tasbihi to Allah. Later on, you hear Allah saying, yusabbihu lillahi, ma fi samawati, ma fi al-ard. They are still making tasbihi. After all this, then he will come and give us a command. فَسَبِّهِ بِسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَسْمَ سَبِّهِ بِسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَالَى. Then you have to now continue. This tasbihi, which Allah is going to mention, is very important. Because whatever you do, you should know that you are a person of imperfection. You are not perfect in any way. Let alone for you to say, I am correct, I am wrong. Leave everything to Allah. And everything you know, make tasbih, like Allah is going to tell us. So here Allah is saying, subhana wa ta'ala, amma yakuluna, uluwan kabira, yusabbihu lahu.
يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا.
يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَمَا فِي وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Allah تبارك وتعالى, in our own recitation, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ, in your own hafs is تُسَبِّحُ. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ, these seven firmaments that you see, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ, are constantly making tasbihi, showing that Allah is perfect and far away from imperfection. وَالْأَرْضُ, and the seven earths. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ سَمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ, and everything that they're contained in. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ سَمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and there is nothing that you will see in the firmament, on earth, in between it, illa yusabbihu bihamdihi, except is praising Allah, making tasbih of Allah as to the praising of Allah. Walakin, but la tafkahuna tasbihahumu, you don't understand this glorification. This glorification of Allah and making him and showing that he's perfect and far away, removed from any imperfection. Walakin la tafkahuna tasbihahumu innahu kana حليمًا غفورا. Allah تبارك وتعالى, حليمًا is forbearing. He takes time following things gently, forbearing. غفورا, Allah forgives. His forgiveness has no limit. Here, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ. If The parents are making tasbih to Allah. How do we know? We cannot know. Because Allah said, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيَهُمُ. Does that mean that we should say it does not exist? No, not at all. We don't understand the tasbih. Why? Because أَفَاسْفَيْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاسَ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَكُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا زِدُهُمُ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا تَقُولُونَ إِذًا لَابْتَغَوْا إِلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا. How can we understand tasbih when our mind is full of is controlling us? Satan is the one controlling us. We have refused to abandon Satan just because of the little enjoyment we will have from him now. All we want, good food, good clothes to wear, good things to write, let's have good wives to marry. This is all that bothers us. How can you come? You have used your eyes to see haram. Then you come back, you say, you want to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How? The same eyes? How can you come? Your heart, when La ilaha illallah comes in and he sees it, he runs away because it's full of haram. And the same heart, you want Allah to come and stay in it. How? How can you come? Your ears, you're always sitting down to hear foolish things and you want to hear tasbih of Allah. How? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, إنه كان حجرا في مكة يسلم عليه وإنه لا أعرفه الآن. He said, there is a mountain in this Mecca that used to make salama to me before I was a prophet. Even now I know that mountain. It made salama to him and he understood it. How? Because he has pure heart. We have said, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. The Prophet Lama used to read. But read the creations. And they understand him and they reply him back. Abu Zain al-Ghafari said, we were with the Prophet Lama one day. He took stones in his hand and the stones started making tasbih and we were listening to tasbih. Then he put it in the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and it was still making tasbih. Sayyidina Umar, it was still making tasbih. Sayyidina Osman, it was still making tasbih. When it came to our hand, it stopped. Why? Because to the extent you are able to absorb yourself from nonsense, to that extent you are able to face the reality. Anybody in the laboratory working, ask him, the time he is thinking of his laboratory experiment, is there anything in his heart? Nothing. Except what he is bothered about. That's why Vintage B is so important. It's not just enjoyment of this world. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said one day, my wife Sayyida Fatima heard that some slaves have been brought and he went to the Prophet to seek assistance to be given one to come and be assisting her because her hand was spilling from the work she was doing. Then she went to the Prophet. She didn't meet the Prophet. She met Sayyida Aisha and she told Sayyida Aisha, this is what brought me. I heard slaves were brought that I want one, my hands are peeling from always grinding with my hands. This Sayyida Fatima, the best woman that has ever been created. Then Sayyida Aisha said, okay. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, she went to the Prophet and told the Prophet, this is what Sayyida Fatima said. Sayyidina Ali said, the next thing we know is that at night we were sleeping, myself and Fatima, on the ground of course. And we heard the Prophet came in. Then we are rising up to go and welcome and say, no, 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 stay where you are. Then he said, he came, he sat in between the two of us. I could feel the coldness of his feet on my chest. Then he said, your message was delivered to me. But will I not tell you what is better than this? When you are going to bed every day, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. This is better for you than what you are asking me for. Allah. Why? Because that's the way Allah made things. If you believe in Allah, you will leave things the way Allah has made it. Why do you want to change it by force? On the day of judgment, they will bring Sayyida Maryam, how noble she is, how she served Allah, and they bring Sayyida Fatima and she was only enjoying. No, not the daughter of the Prophet. She will be shown to be the one who has worshipped Allah most on the day of judgment, and she had. Because of her love for the Prophet, her worship of Allah dedicated to the Prophet, she could not stand this world after the Prophet left the world. The Prophet told him, "You are the first to meet me after I leave this world." And she was so happy, it could be seen in her face. And 6 months after the Prophet, she left this world. Despite her youth. Then Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, the Prophet said, "Don't forget after every salah to make Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, and end up with La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, la mulku lahu alhamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir." If you do this, Allah will forgive all your sins, no matter how big it is. This is tasbih. Look at the importance of tasbih. Anybody who is making tasbih will see any situation he is in to be the correct situation. He is not going to be juggling like a juggler. When you say tasbih, it's not glorification as such. It's that Allah is far away from any imperfection. This is the meaning of it. When you say tanazzahu rajul, which means this man distanced himself from anything that is makruh, you will not see him in anything evil. He distanced himself from it. That's the real meaning of tasbih. If Allah says this is where you are now, and you say this place is not good for me, are you really saying this? And Allah apart from him? Evaluate yourself. Walakin la tafkahuna tasbihahum. You cannot understand their tasbih because you are far away from the truth. Each nation has its own language. The language of the human being is to talk with the mouth for ears to hear. This talking with the mouth, even between you, you have different languages. Then you have sign languages that when you write, anybody that sees the sign, you don't have to talk to him. He can read it. Then even when you have a servant, by the time he has stayed with you and he has been reading you, if you are annoyed, he knows. If you are happy, he knows. Just by looking at you. If you just look at him, you don't want him to stay there. He knows he will leave. What have you said? With your mouth. Then, after all this, when Allah said, يسبيو له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن. You say you cannot listen to it. Even you, there are little sounds with you that you don't see. We all of us today, if you go back 30 years ago, if your wife is carrying a child, you cannot know the sex. You cannot know even if it is okay. If your wife is also carrying disease in her stomach and it's not a child, you don't know. You think it's pregnancy. Until it spends 3-4 years, it doesn't deliver, they say, we don't know what it is. They may be like that, they say it's a witch that has held this pregnancy from coming down until the lady dies. They don't know she has fibroid or she has cancer in her womb. But what of today? They do what you call ultrasound scanning. When you do ultrasound scanning, by just sending sound waves, it will reply back. And from there, you can get the picture and see what is inside. Why couldn't you see it with your eyes before? The sound that this is making and is sending these waves, why couldn't you see it? Why couldn't you hear it? And now a small machine, which is transistor, is able to send it using some piezoelectric, magnetism, and it sends signal, it receives signal, it translates it back into picture, and you can see what is inside. Even your tendons, it can be measured. So if you are told, if Allah is saying, La tafkahuna tasbihahum, know that you cannot understand a lot of things. These ones is just scientists, they are not Muslims. And we don't know what will happen tomorrow. This today. So there are so many things that are there we don't understand. So it's for us, when Allah says we don't understand something, let's take it that Allah, you are perfect. Whatever you say, it is true, we don't understand it. In our kana haliman, Allah is forbearing. He follows us patiently. Look, he's explaining to us now one by one. Gafuran, let's go back to Allah and seek forgiveness. Jaddidu imanikum biqawli la ilaha illallah. Always be saying la ilaha illallah. Because you don't know how many times you have denied Allah in a day. You don't know. I always say we can never thank Sheikh Ahmed Tijani enough. You go outside, you meet somebody, He does something little, you get annoyed. You start believing him. Don't you believe in God? Look at Sheikh Ali Harazim Al-Hawsawi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had an accident. The hand got broken, and by the time it was okay, it is now bent. He said, take it to the doctor to repair it for you. He said, why? He said, no, so that it can become, this is the way Allah wants it. Why do I want it in another way? Allah wants my hand to be like this. You want it to be another way. Am I an ignorant person? Until he died for over 10 years, that's how he left that hand. What did he do to him? And he left this world. Did it reduce him? So by the time you are seeking to change things, it means you don't yet know Allah. By the time you are appreciating anything that you see yourself in with Allah, then you know Allah. Then you will not see anything but Allah. When you are going to ask, you will ask Allah. Even if you are facing a human being and you are asking him, you are not asking him, you are asking what? Allah. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. You are not asking him, you are asking Allah. If Allah gives it to you, فَنِيمَا. If he does not give it to you, فَنِيمَا. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, Allah, when he give us, فَجْعَلْ إِتَاءً إِتَاءً. Let it be a gift. When you deny us, فَجْعَلْ مَنْءُ إِتَاءً. Let your denial be a gift. None is not from you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ هَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Allah is most forbearing, most forgiving. Let's be going back saying, La ilaha illallah. At all times, whenever you think about Allah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, whenever you recite this Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, we put in between you, وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and those that don't believe, بِالْآخِرَةِ, in the hereafter, hijaban, a thick veil, masturan, that veils you away from them. This is a very fearful verse. We see people, they are reciting the Quran, yet they are sinning. Why? جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرْآنِ هِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. Because Allah has told us, said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Quran will not be a guide to you except you fear Allah. Except you do what he asks you to do. Except you leave what he asks you to leave. Allah was just telling us, وَقَدْ رَبُكَ لَا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Are we worshiping other than him? To the extent you worship Allah alone, to the extent you follow what Allah asks you to do, to the extent you leave what Allah asks you to do, to leave, is Quran a guidance to you? Quran, let us try to memorize it as much as possible. But nobody will ever memorize Quran except one that fears Allah. You will never hear that a Christian memorize Quran. Because if you memorize Quran and you make attempt to leave it, even for a day, you will come back and you meet that it's no more the same Quran. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani says, are you my students? We said yes. He said, minimum on you is vain. Recite minimum of 2 1/6, 1/60th every day. 2 1/60th every day. His is 1/60th of the Quran. His vain, 2 1/60th of the Quran, which means finish it at least in a month. Minimum. If you are the one that have finished the Quran and you know how to recite it. Minimum. This is what Sheikh Ahmad Tijani says. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi, in his own case, he said he finishes it once every 7 days in the daytime, once every 7 days in the night time. Sab al-Mathani. Let us do this. And like we said before, don't follow anybody that is not on this part of Allah and the Prophet. Don't follow him. You can have dealings with him. لَنْ يَكُمُ اللَّهُ لِذِنْ لَمْ يَكَوْتِ لُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يَكُرُجُكُمْ مِنْ دِيَرِكُمُ أَنْ تَبَرُّهُمْ وَتُقْسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. This is what Allah says. He doesn't say you shouldn't come here, you have teachers, stay with them, but don't follow that it is what they say that is sacrosanct. No, it's only Allah that has a statement that is sacrosanct, Allah and His Prophet. If you do that, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا الَّذِينَ كَرِهُوا مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَنَتِيكُمْ فِي إِبَادِ الْأَمْرِ. If you do that, then Allah is going to say, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَدٌ أَنْ لَنْ نُخْرِجَ أَدْغَانَهُمْ. Those that have disease in their heart, do they believe we are not going to take it, bring it out for people to see? We are going to bring it out. So let's just be very careful. Let's not follow. Let's just follow Allah and His Prophet. Finish. If we see somebody who is abusing people, that is not our way. Anybody you see has memorized the Quran, Allah will not put His Quran in a dirty place. لَا يَمَسُهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَّهَّرُونَ. Here, if you don't if you memorize Quran, externally you are purified, maybe. Internally, are you purified? If internally you are not purified, you also not know the internal meanings of the Quran. لَا يَمَسُهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَّهَّرُونَ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No, nobody can touch the Quran. Quran is the word of Allah. But it came from the mouth of the Quran of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَإِنَّ مَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. It came through the mouth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when with Allah there is no beginning, there is no end, there is no letter, there is no word, there is no particle, there is no all those things is not there. Because Allah is far away from all those things. So try to purify yourself externally by doing what Allah asks you to do, internally by making sure your heart is full of iman at all the time. The more you do that, the external ones are made to assist you. Because if not, what is external will lead you to spoil what is inside. Inna sam'a wal basara. This your hearing, this your sight can bring to your fu'ad, your heart, bad things. So take care of them, so that even if you find a non-Muslim today who controls his sight, who controls his hearing, he will still be a noble person. But because there is no iman in his heart, he will not get to Allah. One day, a set of three people, they were sitting down, young, all knowledgeable. They heard of a sinless servant of Allah. And they said there is such a sinless servant of Allah. One of them said, what do you mean by saint? Let me go, I'll test him and see what knowledge does he have. The other one said, I will go and list him. If what he is saying is correct, then I will appreciate him. The third one said, they said he's a saint of Allah. Is that not so? He said, yes. I will go and ask him for his blessing. He did not quarrel. So they set out to go to the town where the saintly servant of Allah is. As they were going to the gate of the town, they met a person. The person said, who are you going to the town to look for? He said, such and such a person. Said, I am the one. You say you want to come and test my knowledge. As if I see you one day, you will not be a Muslim. You want to see if what I have is correct, then you follow it. Allah is going to test you. You will have to study hard before you know what is correct. You came for blessing. Allah bless you. As if one day I will see you, the whole of creations will surround you, and you will be the one telling them what to do. This one that went to seek for blessing is Abdul Qadir Jilani. This other one, the first one that they talked about, ended up having a lot of knowledge and was taken as a Qadi by a Christian king. Then Allah tested him with the daughter of the king. He wanted to marry her. The king said, I will not give you except you leave your religion. He left his religion. He was a hafiz of the Quran. The Quran left him. Later on, he had nothing, and the daughter of the king left him. Later on, he became mad and was always on the street. Then this third person that strived hard before he could know his road, one day said he saw him when somebody told him about him, and he went to see if he can help him. When he saw him, he said, it is that prayer of that man that has affected me. He said, but don't you recite the Quran? He said, today there's nothing I remember of the Quran except Rubamma yawadu lazina kafaru لو كانوا مسلمين. The one that is a kafir now is wishing had he been a Muslim throughout. So surrender to Allah anywhere you are. If you hear this person is blessed, don't say how. Allah is not capable of doing it. Subhanallah, asra bi abdihi laylan. Allah said, far away is he removed from imperfection. The one that took his servant to defilement to Jerusalem, you say it's not with his body. What concerns you with that? Allah is not capable. Anytime you hear that, say the servant of this such and such a person is big like this, is good. May Allah increase his bigness. Allah bless us too. Go your way. What have you lost? ولكن لا تفقهوا نستسبيهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
I think we'll leave the questions tomorrow. Day tomorrow. Please, we are appealing to our brothers, especially the working class, to the feeding program for the half-nots in Samaru, the Almajiri. The program has started since last week Friday, and only very few people have responded. We are using this occasion to appeal to them to donate generously to this cause. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us among those that are emancipated in this month of Ramadan. May Allah write us to be among those that see the Prophet. May we be Muslims up to the end of our life. May Allah bless us with Iman. May Allah bless us with the makamats of Ihsan. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bring security to this our country. May Allah increase the wealth of our country. Our president that is sick, may Allah bless him with health. May Allah bless all of us with good health. All our sick people in the hospital, all of them, may Allah grant them health. All those that are having need in this month, may Allah grant them their needs. All those that are studying, may Allah grant success in our studies. All those that are working, may Allah elevate us in our work. May Allah increase our faith continuously. May Allah make us to be among those that are calling to Allah at all the time. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. All those assisting Islam, may Allah strengthen them. All those fighting Islam, may Allah weaken them, no matter how big their forces are. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm ad-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghairil maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.